We're going to begin an interview tonight with Lisa. So, Lisa, are you online?
Yes.
Okay. And you took the Harboring Hope course, correct?
Yes.
Good, because it's going to be really embarrassing if I have somebody online that did not take the Harboring Hope course.
No, I did.
Okay. And without giving us your husband's name or anything, how long have you been married?
Almost 10 years.
Almost 10 years. Mm-hmm. And so how would you have described your marriage before you found out that there were any problems in your marriage, Lisa?
I guess maybe ignorant bliss.
You would describe it as ignorant bliss?
Yeah.
So I guess that would mean that there were problems going on in your marriage long before you knew there were problems going on in your marriage.
That's correct.
So, and how did you discover that your marriage had issues?
You know, I guess after a while, just intuition, maybe, just feeling that something was not right for a long time, although it took me a long time to even have that intuition, so finally kind of just hit me, I guess, one day.
Well, and how did you ultimately find out that there was really a problem?
You know, I guess it was most just being put in a situation where we were at social events where the, you know, my husband and his affair partner were at the same event, and I could just kind of pick up on, you know, something just didn't feel right, and, you know, I put it off for a while and then finally confronted him later when I couldn't, you know, keep putting off the nagging questions in my mind.
Yeah, and how did it impact you when you finally found out?
Pretty much my world ended, you know. I guess I was in shock also, because the first thing I did was get online and look for help and therapy and, you know, and just trying to figure out, I guess because I did know something was wrong for a long time. I had no idea what, but I was really ready to fix it, you know, do something about it, I guess.
So what were the first steps that you began to take as you began to deal with this?
I guess just getting help right away, you know, and talking about it, communicating, you know, bringing a lot of questions up, and I guess just doing a lot of research and, you know, figuring out how to deal with something of this magnitude.
Yeah. How did you end up hooking up with the Affair Recovery Center?
Actually, it wasn't right away, which is unfortunate. We found a different counselor, which, like I said, I think I was just so eager to get help, I just found someone right away. It wasn't really the best fit, though, but she kept mentioning your name and also the Affair Recovery Center, you know, in different sessions that we were in. But, you know, I guess in the whirlwind of shock and, you know, everything going on, we never really pursued it. Seeing y'all until it got to a point, actually, where the woman we were seeing at the time actually said, okay, time for you guys to go over there. And so it was actually a very good thing for her to suggest it and for us to finally, you know, do that, which would have been, you know, in hindsight, of course, I wish we would have gone there right away, but we didn't.
So how long before you began to take the Harboring Hope course, Lisa, was it, I mean, from the point of ground zero when you discovered everything to the point of Harboring Hope, how many months was it for you?
Actually, only about two or three.
2 or 3 months?
Yeah, from full disclosure.
Mm-hmm. From full disclosure.
Right, yeah. First disclosure wasn't full disclosure, unfortunately, and then finally had full disclosure, and then I started Harboring Hope a couple months after that.
How long was first disclosure to full disclosure?
Let's see, over a year.
Wow.
December, maybe almost a year. Yeah, unfortunately.
And yeah, how long had y'all been in counseling?
Also almost a year.
Wow. So a long time.
Uh-huh. That made matters a little bit worse, I think.
Yeah.
At least from my perspective.
Well, that would just be hard. Mm-hmm. That would be really hard.
Yeah.
So, are you still married?
Yes.
good. And I actually knew that.
Yes.
But that's okay, because I know Lisa. And so you heard about Harboring Hope then through just the counseling you got over there, correct?
Yeah, through the counseling, and then we also did the EMS weekend and met pretty much everybody there. And I think through Leslie, she mentioned it several times and thought it would be something I could benefit from.
So having gone through the Harboring Hope course, is it something that you benefited from?
Yeah, absolutely.
How many women were in your group?
I think there was about five or so of us, you know, 5 to 7.
And what was your first impression when you went to that group and sat down with those other women?
Actually, it was pretty good. It was kind of fun to meet new people in kind of the same position, although we all were at different places in recovery and had much different stories. You know, a lot of it still was the same underlying pain. And there was also a few people in it, a couple people that I already knew that were already my friends. And so that was kind of neat to be able to share in that kind of environment, you know, with each other and take our friendship, you know, that much deeper.
So in that whole process of going through Harboring Hope, how would you summarize in your mind how you saw it? What was the purpose of that course?
I think to, I guess, give hope through all of the pain, and sometimes, you know, you put yourself in a bubble, or maybe it's really easy to seclude yourself and to not want to be social. I know that in my case, I kind of blocked out my entire world of friends and everybody, you know, because I didn't want to have to put on that face to them anymore. Yeah, everything's great or whatever. And just the whole circle of people, you know, that know each other, and you don't really know who is safe to tell your story to and who's not. And that was something that Harboring Hope gave you, is just a safe environment to could just cry and, you know, let it all out. And everybody there, you know, understood and was also, you know, very confidential, and we were all just there to support each other.
Was there a particular event in the group, in your particular group, that kind of stands out in your mind that you remember that you can tell without blowing anybody's confidentiality or anything? Uh-huh. Like a most memorable moment in the group?
I don't know if I'd have to think about that maybe. I know that there were some times, you know, when some of us would be having a really good day. And so that would be really helpful to bring the rest of us, because maybe that we're really having a bad day, you know. So there were different times like that that I remember particularly, that maybe 4 out of 5 of us would just be having a horrible day, and then the one person would be, like, you know, really positive and upbeat and be able to kind of, you know, turn us all around a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny because sometimes those groups, I don't know if it was one of your groups, actually laughs a lot.
Yeah, we, you know, as much as we could. It was, not always doom and gloom.
Yeah, it was. I've always thought it was interesting that you get a Harboring Hope group, and all of a sudden I hear this raucous laughter going in the group next door, and I'm going, boy, I wonder what they're talking about in there.
Yeah, thank goodness for that. That is something that the group is good for, too. There is always, when there's that many people, there's a great mix of personalities and characters and, you know, different standpoints, and people having an epiphany that day that they share with the group, you know, could be a funny one or a serious one, but, you know, there's a nice range of things going on at all times.
When you began the group, would you say, Lisa, that you were angry? Were you sad? What type of state were you in as you began the group?
Probably both. I think, you know, one thing we might have all shared a little bit is just like, wow, how did we get here and why do we have to be here? You know, I'm pretty sure none of us really wanted to be there at all. And we're pretty angry that we were kind of put in a situation where we felt we needed it. So I think a little bit of both.
As the group went along over the 12-week period, did you feel like your anger went down some? Did it, you found more meaning in what was going on? Did it help you grieve? I mean, what are some of the things it really helped you mm-hmm. with?
Yeah, I think it helped kind of actually see the situation from a lot broader perspective. One thing Leslie did was give us a chapter each week,